This show is for entertainment purposes only. Do your own research. We do not have a fact-checking department. Any claims made by any person appearing on the Intel Scanner Radio Show are the view of the individual. The Intel Scanner Radio Show does not endorse nor pander to anybody. We are completely First Amendment approved, and the NSA does not thank you for listening.
Here we go, Tuesday night.
The Intel Scanner.
Boy, oh boy, it's going to be a good one tonight. Invasion of Panama. Hadron Collider. The ins and outs. We'll discuss the facts at first, and then we'll go off and in the crazy world where we usually go.
As always, brought to you by mtradio.net.
And DARPA.
DARPA. With Serco backing.
$3.5 billion to build the Obamacare website. What could go wrong? I mean,
I've always wanted to get one of those DARPA contracts for robot building.
That would be awesome.
Mm. Yeah. That
would be awesome.
That DARPA money, that's good stuff. That's good stuff. It spends well.
It's endless.
Well, exactly. If you're tuning in tonight to the Intel Scanner, we are the same crew every time. We do not introduce ourselves normally, but as it stands, we have E-Rock.
I'm E-Rock.
E-Rock, how are you tonight? Where are you from? What you doing? What do you think? Okay, also,
I'm from the West Coast.
West Side?
West Side.
Also, we have
Do you know Dr. Dre?
Jay Grande.
I do, personally.
Grande. I don't know, sorry.
That won't happen again.
Sorry, N-word.
As well as N-word?
As well, yes.
And the professor on the computer.
Professor on the board.
And I am F-bomb.
I was just going to say, who the fuck is you?
A better word. Because there's no better word than the F-bomb.
No better.
I was just saying.
Okay.
So I'm going to say also this. Beware of the leader who bangs the drums of war in order to whip the citizenry into a patriotic fervor. For patriotism is indeed a double-edged sword. It both emboldens the blood, just as it narrows the mind. And when the drums of war have reached a fever pitch, and the blood boils with hate, and the mind has closed, the leader will have no need in seizing the rights of the citizenry. Rather, the citizenry, infused with fear and blinded by patriotism, will offer up all of the rights unto the leader, and gladly so. How do I know? For this is what I have done, for I am Caesar.
Caesar's my favorite.
And I'd like to open it up like that. And we have some really good topics tonight to speak about. Starting off with the Panama conundrum.
Yeah. Panama invasion, December of 1989. Just one night, all of a sudden, Panama City was being overrun by the U.S. military, by Marine Corps, by U.S. Special Forces, Rangers, and
get down, everybody, get down.
And we're still not even sure how many people died. There's been 15 mass graves to this day found. Several were on military bases, and it's not even assessed at how many bodies were even found on those.
I've seen reports of anywhere between like 3,000 and 5,000.
5,000 was about the most I heard, but it's
85% of which were non-military.
Well, the U.S. personnel. Government tried to say it was like 250 people at first. Is that true? Is that what is it? 250 people or 5,000 people? What do we know?
Did you just say
would
government
the U.S. government lie about these type of things? Yes or no? What say you?
Well, the UN immediately said there was at least 2,500 dead, but they recanted. The Commission for the Defense of Human Rights in Central America places it at 2,500 to 3,000. But you have to understand, oh, and the U.S. government admits that over 75% of the people that were killed there during this invasion were unarmed civilians. Over 75%. And that's the government admitting that.
But it was 75% of their estimate of 250 people.
Right. Good call.
It's 75% of 250. It's only 200 folks. Like, if you got a crazier number than that, we're sticking with 200.
And what's really the scariest thing about it is is that there's been no good reason for why it happened. They, we all know that Noriega was a 30-plus year paid CIA asset. He was put into power.
Bush.
He went to U.S. military school in Panama. He went to PSYOP training at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. I mean, this guy was a full-blown CIA asset. Military trained, funded, was allowed to sell drugs, guns. He was a good friend of Pablo Escobar.
Pablo! And, my man.
And yeah, he was the connection for Pablo to get through Central America, allegedly. Hey. And that would make sense because Pablo Escobar was allowed to do whatever he wanted.
Don't you ever fuck me, Tony.
I mean, can't we say that this drug war that has escalated clearly since that point to this, I mean, weren't those necessarily gears that had to be put into motion looking backwards?
Absolutely, yes. I want to start out, I have a couple things to say about this. Well, let's start out with the opium wars and how England, British Isles, whatever you want to call it, the colonization of China was won through the war on opium, making opium illegal in China and then shipping it in, getting everyone hooked, crashing the economy, crashing the society through addiction and drugs. I see a repeat in history happening here now. What started with this whole we'll go to the Panama thing. Okay, so that's the hub of drug trade from South America.
It connects the two oceans. I mean, if you want to get hypothetical about it, it's technical that it could be the hub of drug trade for the whole Earth.
One of them. This is only one side of the Earth.
Well, no, but it's how you get from one ocean to the other. I mean, that's why they dug the Panama Canal. I mean, the context of this story is that the nation of Panama, the United States overthrew the area in the 50s and installed a leader and broke Panama away from Colombia in the first place.
Oh, no, it goes back farther than that. This goes back to turn of the 20th century when we backed northern Colombia to secede from Colombia, and then we started its own country called Panama.
Right.
And we brought in slave labor from India, China, all over. We created a whole different race of people there. A whole subclass of slaves. And we've pimped them out ever since. What's scary is that the U.S. was supposed to leave in year 2000. That was supposed to be the time when the contract was up and they were going to leave the Panama Canal to the people. And we all know what happens when America says we're going to leave something to the people. What that really means is we're going to kill a whole bunch of you and seize what you have militarily. Just like the U.S. military always does, and that's what happened.
Right.
In 1989.
But I think in context...
But the question is why?
Well, why? Because it's the passage.
It's an extremely strategic location.
But we already had
it. Nothing else.
No.
It's the isthmus.
We already had it. We got like the nine military isthmus. Bases there.
Do you want to know why?
Oh, yeah. Do tell.
The general and President Bush Sr., they were pretty good buddies, as he was his best
of friends.
Very good friends. He was his Latin counterpart in a sense. He was
Latin lover.
His eyes.
Oh my God!
His eyes and ears.
Did you just say that?
His second
HW Senior and
HW?
Manuel Noriega.
Were they gay lovers?
They were kind of like this. I'm not sure.
Is this a gay lover quarrel? Is that what?
Yes, that was.
We're gonna get to that here in a minute. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
What happened is. Noriega on countless times has said that he kept what was called a sweet pot of a fucking
the honey pot.
There you go, of an operation going, and he videotaped and photographed all the big gigantic galas and parties he would have where he would invite
covertly
all of his large cartel drug lord friends and his high political American friends and
unbeknownst to the attendees.
Well, it's, you know, these guys, you know, they say they're going to fucking Africa. We get pictures of them coming off the fucking plane and shit, but who's the fuck to say that they're not down in fucking Colombia doing fucking rails of coke off a fucking goddamn 12.
Or in Panama. Absolutely.
Well, so, in Panama.
That's what
Noriega and H-Dub were good buddies. When, before H-Dub was Prez. So H-Dub was head of the CIA, the director. The
same year that Noriega became a general. Yeah, and he doubled his fucking...
That's where it started. Now, I mean, well, they were friends before that. So this is a long history of a high-powered Bush. H-Dub, okay, let's go back to Prescott Bush. What did he do?
Oh, wasn't he a CIA director for like 20 years?
Long entrenched family of the... hidden hand, let's call it.
The one around your throat?
The one around my...
The one you wish was on your dick, but it's really up your ass.
I feel like in the timeline, Panama is currently undergoing a brand new revamping right now, where they're making it another 10 meters wider, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that construction project is underway like concurrently, like right now. And I think that this is just life progressing. This is just empire planning ahead for shit like now. You know, like they set the ball in motion 25 years ago because they knew that not only is the Panama Canal going to be so used that it's going to be overused and it will have to become even bigger until they sink the whole section of the Panama Canal and allow battleships through there.
Oh, no. I understand that the U.S. would want to keep control of the Panama Canal. That makes total sense. What doesn't make sense is that all of a sudden one night, ding, 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 the complete tip of the spear, the Marine Corps, shows up in this little country in Panama City and starts blowing up civilian neighborhoods, literally setting these places on fire. We had control of that Panama Canal. That was never going to be out of U.S. control. And what just doesn't make sense is why they showed up in these specific targets and were randomly killing people using all sorts of experimental weapons. They showed up using frequency weapons, blowing people's eardrums, causing people to bleed out their asses with frequencies. I mean, this was frightening things, and it was just why.
LRAD. Because you don't have to fly them. You can drive them there from here, right? I mean, there's one good reason. It's the only battleground that you can have boots on the ground and kill people from here without flying. I mean, even if you did want to, you wouldn't have to leave. There's so many great reasons why Panama, why then? Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a tipping point. It was the end of the Civil War. The Cold War. It was the end of an era. It was the end of the 80s. I mean, when the Ayatollah and the Iran-Contra... And so much happened in that period of time.
That was all funded off of Noriega's cocaine. All those wars.
It was just prior to the fall of the Soviet Union, really.
To me, it just seems like empire building. It seemed like the people were building themselves a brand new empire detached from what used to be the powers that be.
It was all about business at that point.
Well, we have to talk about Gary DeVore. He's the movie writer. He wrote Time Cop and he wrote Raw Deal, and there's a documentary coming out later this year called The Writer with No Hands. And did you read the article?
Yeah, I read that article, and the facts on that one are fantastic. The guy had a number of great movie credits, but in the death, the facts are they found the body with the hands detached. The hands that they did find were later found to be 200 years old. The real hands have never been actually found. What the hell are hands significantly?
The script that he had with him was gone.
The laptop that the script was saved to is gone. The hardback copy of the script was gone.
They went to his house.
The wife never read the script. She seems in cahoots. All of her answers are airheaded and, you know, they're not like, "You motherfuckers, you just killed my husband." They're all like, "I think this investigation should continue and we should drag this whole story through the mud." And like, nobody seemed to give a shit about the guy. None of these, Patrick Swayze didn't come out. None of the guys you see in these pictures come out. He supposedly have banged Janet Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
And nobody comes out to defend him in his death.
Because the Hollywood and CIA are just intertwined with one another.
But that's what the story goes. But why would we make a big deal out of this individual if everybody's in the CIA?
What did he have to say? What he was alleging is pretty frightening now.
We don't know what he was alleging.
He was going to allege something,
and then he was waxed. No, in very JFK way.
You can look a little deeper. What it was the sex parties. Like what you were saying is it goes a little deeper. It was politicians and big movie stars at the time. Noriega, they were going down to Panama to have sex with, like, underage people and children, you know, young adults and children.
Lots of cocaine.
With cocaine parties and these big things. And Noriega had, for decades, Noriega was a paid CIA since the 50s, since he was a young man.
He was a boy. Bin Laden.
And through all these years and all his connections, he somehow hooked it up. And he was getting rich people to come down there and spend money and have parties on cocaine and have sex with young adults and children. And he videotaped all this for a long time. And the U.S. didn't realize. And all of a sudden, like they got the red alert that, man, this guy has a stash pile of a whole bunch of incriminating stuff. And that's why one night it was just red alert, go in there. And he had supposedly some of these stashes in these residential neighborhoods. He wasn't keeping them, like, in his presidential palace or anything. And that's why they went immediately to the ghettos and just started burning. They had specific places they went to right in. They had like 29 targets.
No, the counter intel on his stash of videotapes and what was frightening. Immaculate.
So they must have known.
They did the best job ever on that. They are on point. Their surveillance, their intel, their whole intelligence agency is... As soon as they got word of that, that was infiltrated.
They went to two houses here, killed everybody, burned it down, and then found just moved. Out. Didn't even mess with anybody else.
So much so that they were able to, in one night, just undermine his whole years of creating the stockpile against them. They were like, oh, we found out you were doing this, and we didn't tell you, but we built this whole plan against you so well that you cannot counter it. And I'm sorry, but...
Yeah, they stormed in there and just started blowing up.
Now all of your shit you had built up on us is instantly gone because we found out about it.
Within 48 hours, they had concentration camps up and running. Barbed wire, people getting processed through. Mass executions. I mean, it was on. Within 48 hours, it was full, all-out Nazism in Panama City.
I want to go back to Prescott Bush again and his...
But what evidence is there that he had this stockpile and all this.
No. That this is just pure speculation. None.
Good they are.
This is but supposedly this documentary, the writer with no hands, is going to expose all this. That's later in the year that's coming out.
I want to contend that it's well known and documented that world leaders travel to have sex with children as part of their satanic rituals. And I mean, that goes back to the Bohemian Grove and plenty of these other circumstances where this has been alleged and in certain Alex Jones circumstances been followed up on. But these allegations just can't be left to sit there. I mean, it has to be brought up that this is a clear Freemason, Satan-worshipping, connected plot, and that it clearly makes sense in its own twisted way. Like when we talk about these... what is it? The Order of Jesters, right? We were talking about them and how that's a branch of Freemasonry similar to the Shrines, who are just in charge of drug smuggling and prostitution, and how...
The Shriners?
No, it's similar. The Shriners are a branch of Freemasonry.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know that.
Okay. Well, there are many branches of Freemasonry, just like the Knights of the Knights Templar, which we were going to talk about.
And a branch of the Shriners is called the Order of the Jester.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And they are in charge of...
prostitution and drug smuggling.
Drug smuggling.
Yeah. And so...
Allegedly.
Well, and again, because of the secretness, if it's alleged against you on more than two occasions, and we have these proofs, and on the Order of the Jester's case, we have dozens of these stories... That's their deal. Like, we don't need more proof than that. That's solved. That's what you guys are about. And it's connected. From there, you can connect the skull and bones to H-Dub, G-Dub, Obama, and say that those secret societies all feed into the greater Rosicrucian Freemason secret societies, and those all feed into the CIA and the Department of Homeland Security. And so, I mean, this is just a
spider web everywhere.
Cut scene and storytelling of how the ball moves from day to day through time. I mean, it's horrendous and it's moves awful.
In a pentagramal motion.
Yeah, if you want to draw your facts in that way, but I contend that, like, yes, H. Dub, George Herbert Washington or Herbert Walker Bush was a secret society CIA. Oh,
that's fact. Member of Skull and Bones.
He was a member of Skull and Bones at university. He was the leader of the most secret organization our world has ever created, the CIA. Separate from, like, hodgepodge secret societies.
And he received the daily briefs. I mean, daily, for the rest of his life.
I contend that he had to be a really super special Satan worshiper to be in the position that he was ever in the first place. And if anybody was ever going to come out and say, I have proof of videos of HW, like, imagine he channels the demon, right? And HW, like, becomes embodied with this demon and starts talking in some ancient fucking tongues or whatever in some Latin language from some ancient Caesar, and that shit was on video. I mean, just imagine the ends that they would go to stop that video from getting out.
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. Like, so that's the real shit we're talking about. Like, we're talking about H. Dub summoning a demon and then spooging on Gaddafi's face. In 89.
That would be a video.
You know what I mean? And so then Gaddafi and H-Dub never talk again. And we're at odds with Gaddafi all the way up until his death in 10, right? 2010. But that, I mean, we let the world take a shit on him after that.
That was pretty bad, what happened to Gaddafi.
And so, but he was our friend. Like he was a dick, but he was still like our friend, the dickhead Gaddafi. And so,
and the people in Libya were preaching, man, we weren't starving when he was in power.
No,
they were saying the same thing in Panama City when they took out. They were like, with Noriega in power, geez, at least we were eating. At least we had infrastructure.
They say the same thing about Saddam Hussein.
Yeah. Say the same thing about Saddam Hussein. Exactly.
Iran was the same fucking way. And when we
took the Shah, when
before the Shah, but I mean, the Shah were installed by the U.S. And so, I mean, that story is actually one of the older stories, and I don't think it really equates to the whole 40s, 50s, and 60s era that we're using.
So the new style overthrow that they're implementing, and this whole Panama thing was the beta test. Not necessarily, because there was Vietnam. That was a whole different thing. They changed their format.
Yeah, this was something
with Panama. That was the initial one, and following that, Grenada. Burma. They used the same tactics to overthrow that whole regime. Burma, the beta test, I mean, look how well it worked. They pushed all these dead people into the ocean. All the other poor people, they put in camps, they shut them all up, they killed the ones that wouldn't shut up. What is this, a Nazi regime? Did they not do this in Nazi Germany then? Is that not the same thing?
Dude, they had Panama City fucking full Nazi'd out in 48 hours, literally. I mean, it was full Nazi. Mm.
But we learned a lot, and we've basically discussed and nailed down.
They were using some new weapons.
The Nazis basically conceded World War II so long as they could go to America and rule there.
Mm-hmm.
And they have. And all they had to do was give up their leader. And I don't mean to talk over you there, F-bomb. But I just, it's not an allegation so much as it is a clear description of what we're observing, which is that these are Nazi tactics used by Nazi America to subjugate further people around the world, and that seems super cut and dry. Yep. I don't know what the fuck you could do about it. What could you possibly do to counter any of this?
That's a good question. I just, you know, I wanted to do the story because I just wanted to bring it to people's attention. To anybody out there listening, I hope you're getting something out of this, because this is a frightening story. And it's frightening because the government didn't go through the whole, like with Iraq, well, we better, you know, we at least have to go lie in front of important people that sign papers and everything. This was just, it just happened. And they sent in, I mean, the tip of the sword, terrorist units and Delta Force. And I don't know, it's just really, the question is why? Why did they do this? I mean, We already had control of the canal. We already had control of the cocaine. We already had control of Noriega. We had control of their puny little military. We had control of everything. So it just begs the difference. Well, why would you go in there and blow away 5,000 people?
Videotaping of Satan worship ceremonies where H-Dub spooges on Gaddafi.
Oh, God.
That's my money's on that. I'm sticking with it. That's my money, Alex.
What about
close? I bet that's pretty close.
What about the Bush and Noriega thing? Because you could see them maybe getting all coked out. Hey, you know, signing some treaties and all this shit gets weird. I don't know.
Okay, cool. The scene is Noriega's dressed up like Santa Claus in the corner while H-Dub is possessed by
He's the bad little elf that needs to be punished.
I'm picturing him more like in leather straps, immersed in a big vat of feces. While being urinated on.
Like the Pulp Fiction gimp, like just like that.
By several high up elites. David Rockefeller.
No, I think Joe Biden was probably there holding the camera.
with that stupid grin on his face.
Dick Cheney.
You can see him taping it with that
dumbass
grin.
Dick Cheney.
He's old smoking
H-W.
Joe. He's got a big old cigar in one hand.
Well, see, all of this shit comes from the Nazi Satan worship bullshit. And so George Bush, H.W. Sr., his father,
H-Dub-G-Dub.
I'm getting a visual on this.
You can't get them mixed up.
H-Dub.
G-Dub, he's probably
Herbert
like 18
Walker.
Crying.
G-Dub and H-Dub.
Herbert
G-Dub's
Walker
in the corner
Bush.
Fucking crying. He's like, Daddy, what the fuck?
Yeah, so.
Like, get over here and do some cocaine, bitch.
So H-Dub's dad.
Quit crying.
Was Prescott Bush.
Right.
Who was deeply entrenched in the Nazi Project Paperclip. The Nazis didn't win, but they did win. That was his orchestration. Prescott Bush.
I would say Nazism
all won. That.
Is there any question about Nazism?
And Nazis won because Prescott Bush orchestrated that with them. Yeah. As a member of the United States government, the Trilateral Commission, and the Council on Foreign Relations, that Prescott Bush started both of those and sired Herbert Walker Bush, and schooled him in these tactics from such a young age that he was is a beast. Herbert Walker Bush, a badass motherfucker, smarter than Dick Cheney.
Well, yeah, these people don't play with toys. Like
yes.
You're throwing stones now, but no. Cheney was never appointed to any of those kind of high-level positions. I mean, you can clearly see it in penis size that H-Dub was smarter than Cheney right there. But no, I mean, Cheney, in his own way, really did catastrophic evil and made his mark. I mean, not necessarily in an H-Dub.
Well, Cheney had a big part to do.
Yeah, Cheney, he did all sorts of evil shit. Don't count him out. It just wasn't as good as Bush's. He didn't
still,
get to pull the trigger.
H-Dub, Dick Cheney. Dick Cheney is H-Dub's lackey. Trusted compatriot.
Dude, since Nixon.
Like, hey, well, they were all in power.
That is
Reagan.
A power bunch. That's like the Justice League of...
Yeah,
evil.
Don Rumsfeld.
They were all it was all the same power under Reagan and under Ford. It was all they were under Bush Jr.
And so do we sense a hidden
Ashcroft,
hand behind any of these
Conrad
men?
Conrad from Montana?
Is there a hidden,
Bernsey.
A
yeah.
hidden hand?
Yeah,
a hidden controlling factor behind all of these men? From Prescott Bush setting up the Nazi thing and his son Herbert Walker still being so entrenched in that the hidden hand that still rules all of that is the Nazism that was brought over here, still run by the kid. And then, third generation down, G-Dub, what a patsy. Then,
I know,
now,
they're so inbred.
Sudden,
this is what we get.
By that time,
royal inbreeding,
he's
we get
like
Bush Jr.
He was born into the lap of the beast, like clapping his hands, talking about, please, yes, throw them in the... Should we release him or throw them in the pit? Throw them in the pit, mommy. Throw them in the pit.
Yeah, I've never even heard a hypothetical as to why that guy was allowed to be in power at all. Nobody even has had a hypothetical like this.
Because his daddy was. I mean,
yeah,
as simple as that.
There's a lot of guys who deserve that job whose daddies were could have made a power.
It don't matter if you deserve it or not. You're not going to get it unless they pick you.
Well, he deserved it, and that's why he got it. That's why... That seems...
Because Herbert Walker is they.
Yeah, him and his little...
He
his
still
buddies.
Runs most of this shit. Jeb, about to be have a place in
yeah, it's Jeb's
new
turn
presidency?
Now, you know?
Seriously?
I'm glad George Jr. didn't have any sons. I mean, It's wonderful.
And Chelsea Clinton is going to be hired by Fox News or some shit.
Jenna Bush is already on the fucking Today Show. We already got a Bush on the fucking
we have in
morning
store
fucking
for us.
TV news.
Yeah,
you know?
Between Jenna Bush, Chelsea Clinton,
I know
Jeb Bush, Hillary Clinton,
and John Stewart quits.
And John Stewart's gonna be
he's like, I'm done.
That guy.
No, he fucking quit. He was just like, dude, you guys.
Yeah,
don't
but no,
see
he's
this.
Gonna be the head anchor of what station now? Not Fox.
Oh, is he gonna do some real news or
did
something?
Did he take the job? I didn't hear that he took the job.
I heard he took it.
Fake. Really? He's gonna take Charlie Rose's job?
Yes.
On PBS?
No.
He's gonna
I
be
thought
a
it was a different.
Tell me, he's gonna be a talking head at Fox.
You're
News.
You're talking about
Fox News,
NBC.
No. Yes.
John Stewart's going to Fox.
I don't. I heard
no,
that was
NBC.
NBC. I just heard that as a rumor. I don't think.
Is he going to get Brian Williams' job?
He was offered that.
Was he really?
Yeah.
No, because he's quitting at the end of the year, and Brian Williams was only suspended for 6 months.
Brian Williams is never going back on air.
Yeah, he's done.
Mark my words.
He's going to be waiting tables at a fucking Applebee's here. You'll see.
No, he set
Brian
that
Williams
up himself.
Found dead in a car accident.
Brian Williams is going to petition for his sex
he's
going to turn
have
into a woman.
Brian Williams, he won't have any trouble. He'll have his own
show. And
he's
going to be called Beyonce Williamson. Beadora or some
like
shit. Don't call
Jenner
me Brian anymore.
What the fuck was with Bruce Jenner?
See, he needs
yeah, what is with that? Why did they all do that? Who's that Bradley Manning? I mean, to
that
Bruce
one,
Jenner.
That one, I don't know. I don't know.
To,
I don't buy that one.
Why do they all? What is that? That never happened
before. We're
getting
way off topic here.
That's
we
crazy
need to
shit, though.
Stay a little bit more on Panama. We have
so
a few
Panama,
minutes left here.
Did Noriega, if he was around, they would have made him have a sex change. They just
he's still alive. Noriega's still alive.
Where is he? What's he doing?
He's in prison in Panama.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
He was extradited to France for a few years.
Like lobster sundaes prison or
yes.
ass fucked in the shower prison?
No. Presidential suite. He was when he was in federal prison in Miami, he had a suite, hot tub, workout room, refrigerator. Masseuses.
You would want to be his cellmate. Trust me, it's that good of a prison.
He doesn't have a cellmate. Come on.
Like, what's up, buddy? Let's just hang out. You got some good cigars.
I'm gonna be your personal assistant.
Yeah, I'm just gonna hang out here and play chess with you. How about that?
Yeah, I don't know. And then he went to Paris for a few years, went to prison. Then they extradited him back to Panama, and he's in Panama, still in prison. I thought he died. I thought he died years ago.
You know what I would like to see is this have a fucking story about when like the good guys crush the Americans that come in, like in Vietnam. Like, why can't we tell like a love story about how the Vietnamese and the Viet Cong like rejected Americanism and they came into their jungle and they pushed everybody out, and now, you know, it's still their country. Some of the best technology in the world's manufactured in Vietnam right now. And but then we got these, you know, places like Panama where the Americans just dominated and crushed. I mean, it seems back and forth. Like, we lost in Afghanistan, but we won in Panama, and we lost in like, I don't know. Like,
won in South Korea. Yeah.
Yeah, and we won in South Korea, clearly. But, I mean, where's the line here? Like, what would you really, I mean, if that's the option, right, if South Korea versus North Korea is the inevitability of an American invasion. North Korea's, they're fucking crazy and they're enslaved their own people. And in some ways, South Korea, although run by dictatorship and gangs and mafias, and they have high technology, they have a booming sex trade business, and the common people in South Korea are just not left unlaid and unjobbed. And, you know, like, isn't that some sort of satisfaction of life? I mean, even currently sitting in South Korea, like, it's the daughter or the granddaughter of the dictator from the 50s or whatever. It's still a fucked up place.
South Korea is considered a dying nation right now, as their birth rate is, like, 1.1 person per couple, some shit like that.
They're so entirely dependent on us. If we ever don't stop being friends with South Korea, China will fucking take them.
Well, yeah,
North Korea would take them.
North Korea don't. I mean, North Korea would on China's behalf, but they would, you know, they would be overpowered by fucking China. And then, you know, Kim Jong, whatever fucking son is at the time, how that family works out.
So we're saying that it's not worth it. That what has been done to liberate some of the people from South Korea and to bring South Koreans.
As long as we get cheap-ass phones, I'm fucking perfectly
okay. And they let our politicians and movie stars go there and have sex with their children.
Also. Well, you know,
and
like
you can
no.
get a wife in a box.
You can just go to Seoul if you want. Like you can get a plane ticket if you've got a decent passport and just go to South Korea. It's like a civilized fucking place.
Mm-hmm.
Better than McDonald's, like Ethiopia. Shit, yeah. You know what I mean? Like it's a real first world.
It's
country.
Not a military dictatorship. Like
no, all it's a gang dictatorship run by the mafias. But still, it's not. It's like Japan. It's not a bad spot. It's like Tokyo. It's. I mean, what are we talking about here? Is it really worth it? I mean, when North Korea is the opposite, when Venezuela is the other option, when it's just total rogue state and there's just hungry people everywhere and the sick and dying in the fucking streets, I mean, it seems like a no contest. It seems like Americans just go in, take over.
Kill everybody in.
Well, killing everybody, kill all everybody. Like I believe well,
they're already starving to death. We don't have time to like bring them back to health. Who has 3 months? You know what I mean?
They're letting each other die green. In the first place. It's not like we were doing anything to hurt them further. They were squandering. And now it's over.
A culling of the weak. Yeah, that's amazing.
A culling of the herd, yeah.
Mm. And it seems like those places are better off now. Alaska, the Louisiana Purchase, like the things that Reagan said. He said, we own fucking Panama the same way as we own Louisiana Purchase. And we own Alaska and we own Hawaii. That's our shit. You fuck with it, you're dead.
It was actually a policy of Teddy Roosevelt taking the Panama Canal. Mm. And he had no apologies and... nothing about it. Said, you know, killing all the people and everybody that died building it and enslaving everybody. He was, hey, got my face on Mount Rushmore, so what else?
Yeah. No, it's badass, right?
I don't think that was quite the quote, but...
they didn't have trains and shit, and they needed a fast way to get shit from, you know, East Coast to the West Coast, and you can't sail all the way around, you know, the southern tip. You needed to cut in the fucking... middle somewhere, so they're like, all right, here, we're going to build this
Oh, no,
shit.
It's strategic. It's
the almost- empire needs to control trade.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. It needed to be done.
We
I mean,
talked about this
from
last
a business
week.
Sense.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If you're going to be trading your goods on my land, I want some taxes.
Well, it's cut. Like Noriega. Just like Noriega. Operation Just Cause, they
yeah.
called it.
Yeah, that was
just,
good.
Just Cause.
Yeah. Just Cause.
Just Cause.
Just Cause. So, since Noriega was already on the payroll of the CIA... and
it was like we were firing an employee, you know?
Right, it was really, you know, hey, he was helping package. Gangs of cutthroats move cocaine out of South America into
wah,
the USA,
wah.
Supposedly, but, you know, whatever. And, you know, he decided that to drag his feet on that, though, and not help the CIA butcher Central American
well,
peasants.
Know,
the
was,
Russians were probably offering more the whole time.
Yeah, he was going back and forth. He was dealing with fucking Cuba and shit and all that other shit, and he was doing his own thing on the side and shit, and he wasn't playing their fucking game all the way, so they're like, all right, you know, you're getting kind of fucking toeing the fucking line, buddy. You better watch your shit.
Yeah,
so,
he didn't want to do that. He was like, yeah, I think I'm building a thing here while I don't have to do that.
We had our fucking bases there and shit, and we started going fucking nuts on him and shit. We started like doing all these little active drills and shit, you know, little fucking practices and shit, because it was a part of our fucking part of our treaty where we could have a military movement, free fucking will of it, so we could move our fucking our troops around the entire fucking country at will. And so we started acting out games and shit, just kind of showing, you know, our fucking, just waving our fucking dicks around, you know, just trying to tell them,
just like,
you know, who's fucking boss, and he kept on pushing the line, and then that's when it leaked about the fucking tapes, and so that's when we're like, all right, you know, we're,
that
you're
sounds
done
about where
so
I think it's at.
Who knows what happened? Was it like around 75 where we signed the new treaty where we're supposed to give it back and at the end of 99, right?
Right.
And then... we kind of said, ah, we didn't really mean that.
Oh, it was Carter, yeah.
You're like, yeah, JK, bud.
What's the deal now? Is there a new treaty in place or what?
We are in indefinite control forever of securing the Panama Canal.
Yeah. It's Puerto Rico now. That's
by treaty, or we just kind of forget like we didn't sign that 75 thing?
I think it's by charter, actually. I believe it's by charter now.
Because the original treaty with Panama was indefinite. After we bought it from the French, and we Colombia turned down the treaty, so we helped them fight their revolution, and then we signed the treaty with Panama. That gave us indefinite rental for $250,000 a year. Is that where we are now again, or Or what?
Well, the last I heard, because all bets were off. We destroyed the Panama had a military under General Noriega that was quote unquote protecting the canal, you know, just so trade could prosper. Without a military that was taken out in the invasion of Panama, they have no. There's nobody but the United States to protect trade. To protect the children.
Yeah, the Congress of Panama declared that they should not have a military.
Right. Yeah, you know, we are the American puppets. We put a complete puppet government in, and yes, they voted that they should never have a military, and that America should be there to protect them forever.
Okay. Well, which
no, they actually didn't agree on that part. The Americans decided that
no, you're right.
That
right.
Panama couldn't defend their interests on their own, and so that they would have to do it in. No word.
But we all know what that
means. Nobody yeah. Answered the phone when Panama called after that.
So they just decided to kind of just let us help them from now on.
Yes.
Because the canal zone...
Hold their hand when they're signing papers.
...has always been U.S. sovereign territory since we signed the treaty with them back when they became a country.
Mm-hmm.
But that's only 10 miles.
Right.
And so that doesn't facilitate their bases, for instance, I don't believe. And that's why it's a matter of contention. There used to be bases in South America and in Panama.
Are they about to become a U.S. territory now, or is that where we're headed?
That's pretty much what they are without being called that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we own it just as much as we own Montana. I mean, as far as a colony perspective.
The canal, but I mean the whole country.
No, that's a hard sell. That's a hard sell, man, because it's not even a civilized country at this point. Like, I think we've so starved them fuckers out, they don't even have electricity in most of the country. I think it's an entire backwater. I mean, I could be wrong about that, but...
In the city, I know they have power, but, yeah, that's like rainforest.
I know Panama City's a big city, and obviously the power runs the locks, and there's good waterfalls, and it's great, beautiful territory, but... No, I don't believe it's necessarily a civilized nation with dozens of universities and, you know, space programs and vehicle manufacturers and rock bands and that kind of stuff.
$5 ounces of cocaine.
Poetry and...
Yeah good Shakespeare's.
$10 tops for the good shit.
Well, you don't move to Colombia to sell cocaine.
No, you go there to do cocaine. Fuck hooker.
Yeah.
Like all the other rich assholes.
I want to go there and sell tacos.
Move to Panama to sell cocaine either. I mean, but...
Well, I guess we're going to break here.
Sure. I want to wrap this up with the... Okay, I want 2 points I want to make. So, okay, Panamanian authorities had not moved to halt the sale of Israeli-made weapons to Colombian drug lords. Major news magazines have documented Israeli involvement in gun running to the Medellin cocaine cartel. So, Israelis... We're making weapons to give to the Colombian drug lords, moving them through Panama and the Panamanian...
This is a newer story, right?
No, this has to do with the same thing. Because Bush claimed under Noriega, Noriega represented a threat to American security and had declared war on the United States, and Noriega had threatened to block the Panama Canal. So they made up a thing about George Bush Sr. Israel cocaine weapons going to the Colombian drug lords for cocaine. And still to this day, so the point one, all those people were involved in moving drugs and weapons from Colombia through Panama to the U.S. In the end... The wealthy elite still maintain control of Panama and still use it to ship cocaine out of South America and launder the drug money.
Oh, it's
thousands and thousands of Panamanian civilians killed in the process.
Well, bottom line is the UN found the United States military guilty for everything they did. They said it was against the UN charter. They were found 100% illegal. Nothing ever happened.
So we're going to play a couple local music tracks. Stay tuned after the break. We're going to jump right into Large Hadron Collider.
Tell you how many times I've been wrong. The smartest thing I ever did was put down the gun. Got a new lease on life, ain't it great to be young? I make my own path, don't let anyone influence me. I do what I want, happier I couldn't be. Music's the love of my life, right by my side. And I know one day I will make her my bride. And I would die here tonight if I could. Oh, I would die here tonight if I could. Oh, I would die here tonight if I could. Oh, I would die.
If I could ask a million questions, that would leave me wanting more. That's why I let you do the talking. Yeah, that's what talking's for.
Wanna think about all the people that doubt me. No more walking on top of me, they be running around me. I fucking persevere through all the bullshit. It's like I'm dropping bombs when I deliver this. None of it would have happened if I'd have stuck with the gun. I've made it! I will scream it from the top of my lungs. This is RVR, and it's time to fight back. Let your ears pound and listen to this bomb track.
Oh,
We are Intel Scanner Tuesday night. Hadron Collider.
Loving this whole thing. If you'd like to call in and talk about something with us, 406-545-4496. Option one. Do not forget option one. So, where are we going now?
So, the Hadron Collider. What a...
Hadron Collider.
So, what are the facts? It's a big, huge circle that they're trying to find. The official story is that they're trying to find the God particle. It's the big, huge reactor. It shares the French and Swiss border.
The Higgs boson.
The Higgs boson particle is what they're searching for.
That happened. The first thing they're searching for.
What's
the fraction of time right after the Big Bang.
They're looking to see evidence of some of these smaller elementary particles, like the Higgs boson.
We're challenging Planck length theories.
We're testing our theories. And that's the way science works, is you develop a theory and then you do empirical tests to see if they're right.
So what's the end game? What do you think? Like, well, why are they testing these? To be used as fuel or?
Just to know.
More just to try know. To create antimatter, an artificial black hole, looking to wormhole technology.
See, now that would make sense. They're trying to rip a wormhole. They're trying to travel throughout the galaxy.
It's going to test some of the theories of quantum mechanics and, you know, possibilities of these higher dimensions and stuff.
Whoa.
Not higher dimensions in your classical sense, but higher dimensions in a... These dimensions exist all around us all the time anyway, and they're usually in a direction that is gravitationally not tangent to you, so that you can't see it. Like, you stand in three dimensions tangent to gravity, but there's other dimensions in a quantum field that could go in as many as 26 different tangents without gravity.
You know, I'd like to see them figure out this whole... dark energy, dark matter thing, which is really not so much a thing. It's just an unknown.
Yeah, it's just complete BS.
Yeah, there's no good theory about it. That's why it's dark. They can't see it, but the equations don't add up. The expansion of the universe is moving much faster than gravity would allow, and the forces that we know about. So this is what we call so-called dark energy. There's something else. According to our current equations, putting energy in, and we don't know what it is.
So if everything's moving in space, how could you rip a porthole and travel somewhere? Because wherever you're aiming to go would have moved by the time you get there, right?
In these four dimensions we presently live in.
Yeah, once you compute time as a three-dimensional place with vectors, then you can adjust for the motion of time between your motion of space. Like, yeah, that's all there in Einstein's relativity.
Just because it's moving doesn't mean you would arrive in the
movement. If there are more physical dimensions that we can't currently access, you could open a wormhole and two ends of that, yeah, they'll move in our four-dimensional space here and now, but they're connected in, say, a fifth dimension. And it's like on a piece of paper, when you put two dots on a piece of paper, you can fold the paper itself is two-dimensional, but you can fold the paper in a third dimension and bring those two dots to one place.
Yeah, so long as it stays fixed in three-dimensional time.
And that's what we think that they're... What does everybody think that they're doing with the collider? Like, personally, what does everybody think?
They're just experimenting. It's an experimental apparatus.
It's a ruler, and it measures stuff.
No nefarious purposes. It's not a weapon. It's just a bunch of scientists just goofing around, measuring stuff, trying to figure out what a little particle thing.
They could break their toy, and if they broke their toy, it would go boom, and it would be like kind of awesome. But yeah. It wouldn't. No, you can't like aim
they,
at stuff.
Yeah, the scientific goals are they're testing their theories and looking for evidence that their theories are right or their theories are wrong. Now, how that technology gets used, It's outside of the hands of scientists. That's a political question.
But it really beats on the door of religion too. I mean, this is why you see the statue of Shiva outside of the CERN offices. It's because this is really touching on whether or not the universe acts on karma or not. And that's really what we're about. I mean, karma is such a deep-seated human belief that we're looking for some representation of that in these minute explosions that are happening within the Large Hadron Colliders. I mean, like, that's on a religious side. Because if they can prove that, it proves that you can't die for sins, particularly.
Why would nature care about karma?
Karma is nature. Nature is karma.
Yeah, it's an action and then a reaction in a sense.
It's just like Newton's law in spirituality. Like, everybody believes that. Like, on an order of like 30% of all standing humans have heard the word karma and think it's all right. They're like, I don't immediately seem offended by that. Others know. Roots take. And so, to that end, this is what we're trying to prove. Because if we can prove that the universe will correct itself, it means that you can't fix other people's problems, technically.
I've heard things can go wrong with this. Now, tearing apart a black hole, it could implode everything, right?
No.
Well,
some do believe that if shit gets torn apart.
I've read about that is two things. For one, we observe Hawking radiation, which black holes do get rid of their energy over time. And right. For two, we're talking about such a small, infinitesimal size black hole. The space between atoms is, I mean, we're made up of mostly empty space, that such a black hole would not have a chance to interact with hardly anything else and would evaporate before then.
So there's no chance of anything going wrong.
No, they can break their toy. Mm-hmm. But they can't, like, it's not even an Oppenheimer issue. Like, they can't blow off the atmosphere. They can't make the Earth sink into itself and form the whole planet into a black hole. I mean, we can't even say that there are observed planet-sized black holes that orbit supernovas. Like, that doesn't even happen. That hasn't been observed.
You don't think that they could create, like, a super laser and shoot it up?
To what end? Like,
that's the question. I have no idea why governments would be spending this amount of
okay. For instance, like if it were really cool, like imagine, let's just get crazy and say it's awesome, right? It recharges spaceships batteries. All right, so like a spaceship cruises in, right? Like they show in the Stargate movies, and it parks on top of the Great Pyramid, and it charges its batteries off the geothermal energy of the Earth, and then it takes back off into hyperspace. Like, this CERN could just be a better version of that spaceship battery charging system.
You don't think it's something cooler than that?
Whatever. Protons collide, a black hole is created and grows. From that, it turns into the contrary positive ray will exterminate everything, and there will be signs in the sky. From that, it'll be a big thing. Two nuclei collide. A strange lit is created. It pulls in more atoms and grows bigger and bigger unstoppably. That is the potential.
How does it pull in more atoms? It doesn't have the gravitational mass.
Yeah, unstoppably.
A strange lit does. A strange lit could actually pull in so much that it implodes. Well, it becomes so dense that it sinks to the center of the Earth and implodes the rest of the atoms from the Earth into it and actually implodes the whole Earth.
There's no math
that
supports
that. That's the theory, though. That is the there is some math, the strangelet math, that incorporates
That's totally hypothetical.
They're looking for these type of things. Well, they are. That's the point of the whole thing, yes.
What I've read is it would... Anything we smash together in that collider would be so small that it would be like a neutrino, that so many neutrinos just completely pass through the Earth and don't hit a single thing.
Yeah, well, I mean, we are talking
could
about
go
I mean,
either
a
way.
Very
this is all theory.
Small amount of protons being, I mean, very small amount to the point where, you know, I think they only put like
but what's the point of finding and creating these? Does it Does it help? Space travel?
To see what happens. That's what the official story is.
It helps everything.
They don't know. They just want to see what happens.
This doesn't sound like it's doing anything. A person on the chat line brought up two good points. One, the Stargate aspect of it, to travel, and that two, that the Big Bang never happened. The theory that the Big Bang never happened.
Now, I wanted to bring that up also. Yes. That means their whole math, their whole premise of doing this is flawed from
the get. Right. If you can prove that the Big Bang never happened, then they're like,
whole thing's based on Big Bang mathematics.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Or that's a good point to bring up.
Backwards engineering Big Bang. I mean, this could very well just disprove that, and it wouldn't mean that there isn't an observation of the galaxy clearly moving wicked fast, and that we've got these crazy observations that all over the place, galaxies are moving just as fast on the outsides as they are in the center. There is a rotational force that is wholly unaccounted for in these galaxies, in all of the models, every observation. You just look out there with a space telescope, and it's fucked up. Everything's moving too fast. And we can't account for that. And so people are saying that the Big Bang Theory could be wrong. And that's why we got this big fucking measuring stick in Sweden called CERN. And we're going to measure some stuff with it. We'll get back to you on some of those answers. But yeah, I mean, that's what it's there for. It's a fully not nefarious tool. It's like the least nefarious thing that people have made since the Great Pyramids.
Hadron?
Yeah.
Really? I mean, it's in the same vein of, you know, why build the first electron microscope so that we could see individual atoms. This is just kind of the next step of that.
Since the Hubble telescope has earned us $0.
It doesn't seem like a lot of these projects earn anything unless they can somehow turn it into the private market somehow. I just don't see how this Hadron Collider in any way, unless they're using it to create a weapon.
And I don't believe scientific advancement should be beholden to those kind of economics.
That's the only thing that advances, though, is a monetary outcome.
Well, the knowledge itself is extremely valuable, but then it's the technologies that you can build with that knowledge.
But where do we go if we're not trying to do time travel? If we're not trying to do space travel, and we're not trying to do time travel, what are we doing? We're going to be the smartest idiots on this polluted planet.
I can imagine that each scientist working on it has their own dream of what they would like to see possible because of this knowledge.
That would be a great interview series, wouldn't it? Get like a grant and go through there and interview everybody. But like, what do you see as like the coolest shit that could possibly Star Trek come out of this thing?
Sure.
Give me something. And then do a whole series on that. That would make an awesome web series. We're going to need to write a grant paperwork.
Us to CERN. To send the intel scanner to CERN to interview like actual smart people. Yeah. Let us on there.
I showed you that other web series. Like he got a grant from the British government, dude. That web series from Numberphile, Brady Heron.
Why, you need some?
People do that. That happens. That's a real thing. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't
Can
buy...
Can you hypothetically come up with a nefarious situation? Like
the only reason...
Yeah. To use for this the Hadron Collider for?
Yeah.
Yeah, to create a laser, and then you could put the whole world under your threat to use it to burn down the atmosphere. It would be about the most simplest weapon you could create with that. Would be a some kind of super
last
laser.
Resort.
If you want Earth to see laser technology, you need to look at fusion experiments. That's where they really use lasers to keep particles all in one space together and try to fuse them.
Talk about impossible.
The future of mankind I see like this. If the powers that be obviously aren't trying to do space travel to get us off here, then they need to keep us under control through fear. And we know that there's not going to be any more big wars because of nuclear power and nuclear weapons. We know that's not going to happen. So they have to keep it in check through these small little wars like invasion of Panama and through really big weapon scares. So they got to be creating, this is what I think, they got to be creating some kind of big weapons to keep everybody in fear. And it just seems like the Hadron Collider would be maybe this weapon.
What about a time machine?
That's, or Stargate, yeah.
Or just a very advanced travel machine to maybe try to access the ancient gods that visited this earth, you know.
I think all of those are potentially plausible. The Hadron Collider itself, though, is not any of those. It's going to advance our knowledge, and so down the road, some of those might come into light.
And it technically could charge the batteries of an overflying spaceship.
Yeah, some do think that it was created to try to open up a wormhole or a stargate, if you will, so that way we could travel to another part of our galaxy very fast, very quickly.
Well, suppose it's one of the moons on Saturn was
Europa, the fifth moon?
Yeah, something like I don't know the exact story behind it, but a lot of this has to do with we're going to get a little crazy out there. The cult of Saturn. I don't know if anybody's read about this. Some ancient cult, and they worshipped Saturn, the god of agriculture, the god of food, god of time. Kronos was another name for the same god. But I don't know. Maybe somebody can correct me on this. Supposedly there's a hexagram on the top of Saturn. NASA found pictures of it.
Yeah.
And it's yeah. It's
like a storm.
Yeah, it's just an artifact of the weather there. It's just like, you know, you can run a certain frequency of sound, and sand pebbles laid out on a speaker are going to develop a shape because it's just
cymatics.
It's the way the waves interact.
Cymatic waves.
And that's what they're seeing on Saturn.
Because. Now I'm gonna go over here real quick, and I'm gonna come right back there. Now, like the Egyptians, they say that you can see Saturn in a lot of their hieroglyphs. They show Saturn a lot, and somehow throughout a lot of these pictures, they knew that there was some the six-sided hexagram on the top of Saturn before there was ever telescopes to see it, and it seems like over time, what possibly could be is that this cult of Saturn that they're seeing something that we're not. I don't know.
Well, yeah, you're kind of getting off topic here. I mean, the ancient Egyptians, there's still a lot we don't know about them. And I've just been watching the Pyramid Code, and it's been kind of really interesting.
Well, no, it brings it back because they talk about the stargates.
That's a great program.
In the Egyptian hieroglyphics, they talk about these stargates.
The Osiris device,
right? Even they call right, the it. Osiris device, traveling.
A stargate machine capable to open wormholes or dimensional openings used by the ancient alien pseudo gods Seth and Osiris to travel across the underworld to the land of the dead.
Yeah.
So that was the
and that's and it was that's written exactly, about
in the ancient Egyptian text.
And that's also what sounds like the Hadron Collider could be. I mean, there's so many things, and we can't get a straight answer. I really don't think that they're searching out a particle. I just don't
buy the way I envision wormholes. The way I think it's going to work, if we ever can open one ourselves, I don't see that it's going to magically plop us into some other part of the universe. I think we're going to have to open both ends ourselves and drag one side of that wormhole to wherever we want it via classical means. So we'll never violate any laws of causality or anything.
Conservation.
Yep.
What if the two stargates are already set up? What if the stargate's already here on the planet? They already found it deep under the pyramids or something, and they know that it connects to somewhere out in our galaxy or to wherever. And they're just going to use the Hadron Collider as like, oh yeah, hey, oh, we just figured out how to tear a stargate. Everybody, let's pack our bags and go. I mean, but they've already known about it for a long time. I mean, I don't know. This seems like
we're not that good at keeping secrets, are we?
Yes. Okay.
Kill enough people. So, I mean,
it's common sense amongst most out-of-the-box physicists that the LHC can indeed produce energy to open wormholes that turns into a huge stargate device. The quest for God's particle is a false reason given to the public to assure their compliance. The scientists behind the LHC know exactly what they are doing, despite they pretend that they don't know. They cynically talk as if they were exploiting the coincidences of nature, but the device was built for a very specific purpose. What purpose is that?
Now, how many of those scientists personally contributed to that statement? because I could say it's common sense that you know this, and I'm just putting words in your mouth.
Right. Just saying, there seems to be a consensus among outside scientists.
Consensus among conspiracy theorists.
Yeah, again, I would say that if this broke religions, that a lot of people, if they saw their religion in jeopardy by the implications of the knowledge we would get from this, would naysay it preemptively. Like, anybody who has skin in this game, like the religion game or the science game, they're all going to naysay this technology and what we can keep about secrets. And I think, as far as you know about secrets, I think secrets aren't so much a matter of withholding information so much as it is a magician just not, you know, you just don't look at his right hand because you weren't looking at his right hand. You were busy looking at his left hand.
I've got another point. If there are stargates around the world, or even just one under a pyramid somewhere, shouldn't we, as responsible people, try to understand the technology first before we go opening these things? And isn't that what we're doing with the super collider?
I hate that end of science. I can't stand that end of science. It drives me batty. I lose sleep over it. The idea that there are scientific theories that can't be proven, that some scientists hold and that other scientists take as precedents, something you know to be true that can't be proven, like in a mathematical term. There's so many physics precepts that people know about, but they can't physically, like, they can't talk about it in the media, they can't talk about it in the news. It's something you can't tell people about because it's not proven. It's just some asshole's theory.
Even the law of gravity, we don't have a mechanism to how that works that's been proven yet. And that's part of those experiments also.
I propose there's a breakaway elitist society of more further advanced science that have gotten together concertedly to make this project happen. They have a bunch of hundreds of giant clear pages of different languages laid out in this place, from Aramaic to Sumerian to Egyptian hieroglyphs to all these things in front of the AKA portal, not portal or whatever. So all these pages of different languages of writings laid out waiting for something or someone to come in through and read them and understand and communicate with them.
Yeah, what if it's just a bus station? I mean, yeah, I think that's cool.
Bus station for demons?
For time. No, just time-traveling bus station. You know, like, all time travelers still have to get on and off at the same bus stop. And
Sanskrit.
And then they'll have to schedule so that they don't have two assholes, you know, coming in on the bus at the same time.
Well, it's been said that time travelers are coming in from the future. That's why it's been plagued with so many problems. And they can't really get that thing running for any length of time. That time travelers, I don't know if that's true, coming in from the future.
I blame all my problems on time travel.
I would.
My future self comes back and fucks me all the time.
Van Damme did it in Time Cop. Time Cop was written by Gary DeVore. See, there you go. I've tied both these stories together several times now. You guys said I couldn't do it.
I think it's great. No, and I think that that's an excellent point. But at what end, man? Like, again, this is not for commoners one way or the other.
Hmm.
Like, at no point will space travel or any of these things be for common people. And common people, like, just like God and religion and becoming a priest and all of this, most common people just go to church. They don't church themselves. They don't stand up on the podium. It's...
Well, no, that's the money position.
I contend that it isn't the place for commoners to know what it is that a priest is doing when he's on the podium. It's his job, and if you really want to learn, it's not a fucking secret, but it's just not for everybody. You can go get in line and take your vows and get the book, and we'll put you through the paces, and then you'll get to know. But it's just not for common people. The things they are going to learn at CERN aren't going to be part of commoners' day-to-day shit for 100 years.
But we still need to ask questions. I mean, just because we are commoners, peasants, we still need to... still want to know.
It would be nice. Eventually... Eventually, all the fucking peasants will be able to travel on it. Look at like trains and shit and planes when they first came out. I mean, of course, you know, yeah, you know, just the fucking rich gotta go. But, you know, eventually anybody can get a fucking ticket for $89 now. You know what I mean? It's...
Yeah, but we can see the damage that planes and trains and automobiles do in the hands of even criminals. Drive-by shootings and, and train robberies and bombings by airplane. I mean, like, those, even in recent history, we've come to find the error and the flaw of wisdom in allowing airplanes and cars to fall into common people's hands. I mean, they've shown nothing but their lack of restraint in fucking blowing it in every possible way. DUIs kill more people every year than any other thing. People kill each other with that car than they do real good with it. And...
whatever. More good gets done with cars than people die from them.
What do you mean? Like, what actual good has a car provided other than the previous form of transportation?
Movement of goods fast. I can have Florida oranges tomorrow.
That doesn't make your life better.
Those things are fucking delicious.
But you can't see what time travel could do. You can't see what the problems that... you know,
yeah. If somebody wrecks that car,
will never be for the common man. Just because it would be. Well, space
Jimbo, you're killing me.
Space travel would be time travel. That's a whole different fucking game. Space travel and time travel are two different things. Traveling to the fucking moon on the fucking
space
weekend.
Space time's one thing.
Traveling to the moon on the fucking weekend is one thing versus traveling back to, you know, 1845 to see your great grandparents. Because you have to think, if time travel will never exist, because if it ever existed, we would know about it by now.
No, it depends.
Somebody who fucked it who came
it
back.
It really depends on which theory of time travel you want to use. I mean, there's the idea that anytime you go back in time, it splinters off a new universe, and, you know, it's sort of a fractal nature. You don't interrupt anything from your original timeline.
Yeah, you can't, because obviously this is a finite universe where... not infinite amount of things happened. Like, one thing happened and the infinity of things didn't.
What if this is an infinite universe that has always been forever, never was a big bang, just always has existed, never has not existed?
I'm okay with that. I like that better than the big bang, actually.
Yeah, I believe that the big bang is just a feeding into of stuff, because a black hole is just a sucking of stuff into a garbage compactor.
Well, they have to explain why we are moving. Why?
Yeah, hasn't it been shown that everything's expanding?
No, it's just floating in the water with the tide.
Well, light bends in space, so it proves whatever we're in is sphere.
Everything is expanding away from everything else.
Right. That's what the theory of the Big Bang is. Is it's trying to figure out why everything is moving, expanding. If it's moving, if it's just floating around, where the source of that movement is from, rather than it just being a stationary object of us rotating
and
around our sun.
Since the theory is, I mean, really, that just comes from rewinding what we see today, everything moving apart. So you say, well, if this is how it is and how it always been, then at some point everything was in one point. And that's a singularity, and we don't have any physics to describe a singularity. So, I mean, we can bring our physics back to what we think is a few seconds after the Big Bang, but we really can't describe the Big Bang itself.
Or it doesn't exist, one or the other. Never happened.
It just didn't happen in context. It didn't happen like there was nothing, and then God breathed the something into the nothingness. Like, it was that there was... That there was a medium in which something could be formed. Yeah, there was like a manner, and then that thing developed.
I don't know. Maybe it just has been going forever and ever. There hasn't, you know, Alpha and Omega. There is no.
All we are
beginning,
are just
beginning and the end. The snake eating its own tail. Quetzalcoatl. Yeah. All that shit.
Well, it's one black hole sucking in an alternate galaxy or
So like a toroidal field, how it feeds into itself.
We're the shit that the black hole, I mean, we're the product of...
So let's take this back to the Hadron Collider.
Here's the crazy thing about the Hadron Collider. Enough magnetism in the Hadron Collider when it's fired up that equals all the magnetism of the entire Earth.
Yeah, they could stop the core with that thing.
Yeah, they could definitely charge some fucking serious batteries.
Crazy
with that,
stuff.
With that kind of a magnet.
Reverse it, though, they could stop the core, and that would fuck up our electromagnetic.
Every time they fire it up, it's
like...
There's your laser theory.
Potentially 14 TeV.
Tetra electron
volts.
Yeah.
Tesla? Isn't it Tesla?
No, Tesla's its own unit.
Right.
Well, is it the Stargate of Shiva? Is Shiva coming through to destroy us?
Or they want to find the Higgs
boson? Is it a laser weapon? Is it a Stargate? Is it
a portal to other dimensions?
I want to bring down this level of fear.
Are they trying to bring the Anunnaki through from planet Nibiru? I've heard so many things on this. It was the cult of Saturn coming. That this is their ultimate plan to travel back to Saturn.
It's the coolest toy humans have ever made.
It's looking like it.
I had killed a hooker and she was laying dead in my office, I would want them to create a portal to oblivion that I could throw her in and destroy the evidence.
God, we clean
or go back in time and bring her back alive. And be
I wish I had spent enough time in school to be over there playing with it.
Yeah, definitely.
I have half a mind to go back to school just so they'll let me see it.
It seems interesting, at the very least.
Let's just go break in.
We should.
But I'm not going to go to school and then not become a stockbroker. You know what I mean? Like, of all the cool like toys that you get to play with and go work at.
I'd go to school just to go work on the Hadron Collider, man. I mean, there's one in Chicago.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The Fermilabs.
It's not the only Hadron Collider in the world.
It's just the biggest one named
Hadron Collider.
No, others are called that also.
The Tetravon is what ours is called. The
Tetravon Collider. And then Zutravon, there's a couple of them.
Oh, and here we go. Intel Scanner, Tuesday nights.
Thanks for tuning in.
We love you.
We love you.